Simon, good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, very well. Thanks. Thanks for joining us here on the Daily Program. Now, looking at this kind of issue, what features are we looking at when we talk about smart toys? How exactly do they work?
Well, look, I guess things have advanced a little bit in the way of Bluetooth and Wi-Fi, and they're kind of the two most dangerous things that people should be aware of. More so, Wi-Fi is probably a bit more dangerous because it's got a further distance and can also be accessed by the internet. But these days, we innocently buy toys for people thinking, oh, that's a great gadget and, you know, it's nice and cheap, it came from China, it looks great. But we don't realise that sometimes little talkback toys or cameras or whatever they are, the things that seem to be intelligent that really are just sort of repeating back what we're saying or listening into what we're doing, and are actually really just stock standard, video cameras or stock standard voice recognition sort of devices. But they're because they're stock standard and cheap, they're using stock standard and cheap technologies, which you could pretty much set your mobile into Bluetooth mode and tune into it. So if you could do that, anyone could do that.
Because that's obviously, looking at these kind of concerns, I mean, realistically, we might be putting the old Band-Aid across the web camera on our laptops. We can be aware of the capacity of a mobile phone being used to track us. But when it comes to toys, really, it doesn't enter that kind of section of our mind. But what kind of real privacy concerns are we speaking about? Are we talking about, as you mentioned there, people queuing in with the Bluetooth, watching through the cameras, learning through the listening devices that are inherent in these toys?
Oh, it just made me laugh. And when you talked about Band-Aid on the camera, the amount of Band-Aids I've seen on cameras is unbelievable. Yeah, we are. We're talking about, you can imagine your child playing with a toy in his room when all of a sudden the toy says, hey, come outside for a second. You know, like a voice just automatically starts talking from the toy. That's actually been proven, and I was watching something yesterday. It's been proven and very easy to do with the mobile phone. And the toy just, you know, develops a voice and starts talking back to you. And the little child walks outside and goes and says, you know, go to the red car and come for a drive, you know. And the toy is directing the person to a pedophile, basically, or something pretty serious like that. That's not impossible. It's quite simple. And it's all consumer electronics. It's all very basic with a $30 mobile phone from Coles. So that's a real risk. The second risk is that a lot of these a lot of the video camera technology in homes these days use a technology called ONVIF, which is ONVIF, which is a basic standard that is quite open and very relaxed, and most people don't change the default passwords from 7 8, which is basically ridiculous because it's essentially anybody in any Wi-Fi area can essentially have a look at all the video cameras in anyone's house. And if it doesn't, it's not unheard of that baby cameras have actually been looked at by neighbours. And if it's used as such in that sense, then it could be used to spy on cameras and listen in to spy on children, listen in to children and what's going on. And that's certainly not healthy either. Taking photos of children and posting them on the internet, it's all very dangerous. I'd say that the voice recording and that just knowing what's happening and taking photos. And I guess these days in society, I'm also a family dispute resolution practitioner, and when you look at all the mess that goes on in the family courts with divorce and custody, there is certainly a market for misuse of these devices, I suppose.
That is absolutely terrifying, Simon. I don't know if I'd be more concerned now about a voice coming from a toy that's meant to speak or one that's not meant to speak at all. I don't know what's the scarier proposition. Just as a sort of a final point, what can parents do around Christmas time if they've got kids going, look, I want this one, I want this one, I want this one, I want this particular smart toy that does all these fantastic things. And so parents are looking to still purchase these smart toys. How can they minimise the risk of privacy violations and these toys essentially being misused?
Well, I would suggest that parents take a very good look at the back of the device and see what the capabilities are. And if it has Bluetooth capabilities or Wi-Fi capabilities, I wouldn't go to your average store person. I'd go to somebody who's a bit more than that, that sort of knows a bit about the toy. Maybe bring up the manufacturer, or go to the website and do your homework, and really ask those questions about what is it that this toy needs is for. It's quite often the case, like with smartphone devices and apps, that you've got all these permissions, but you want to know why they're using it. So pretty much it's I wouldn't rush into buying toys for the sake of it's the next best thing. I would certainly do your homework when you're doing your Christmas shopping. And that raises another small a thing that came into my head. My niece is growing at a developing rate, and I remember talking to her mother, and she says, you know, I can't believe it. You know, well, she was playing a PlayStation game, and all of a sudden she was talking to some guy in America. She's only like 10 years old. So even PlayStation games and your normal console games these days are actually built to sort of have two-way chat conversations. So that's also dangerous, you know. So people have got to look out for that. I guess it's the introduction of the internet that has been joined in with games and fun and the whole Pokemon issue that happened a couple of years back. I was pretty verbal about that. I guess that makes people wanting to should open their eyes and really look at how safe toys are. But the biggest thing I could say to parents is to do their homework and really look at why it's needed.
Simon, thank you very much. Really do appreciate you joining and talking to us about this this extremely underreported, underthought about issue. Really appreciate your time.
Oh, you're very welcome.